with you up at the top of our door. Look like especially the round ones look like hit by meteorites or projectiles of some sort. Well, Ingridus is quite a huge crater. It's got a central cone to it. The walls of the crater are terraced, about six or seven different terraces on the way down.
Roger, understand.
And coming up now, the Sea of Fertility are the old friends Messier and Vickery that I liked about so much on Earth.
Roger.
And I can see the rays coming out of, I believe, Vickery. We're coming up now near our B1 initial site, which I'm going to try and see. Be advised, the round window, the hatch window, is completely iced over. We cannot use it. Bill Meyer is showing a rendezvous window.
Following Houston, Roger. Got any more information on those rays? Over.
Roger. The rays out of Pickering are quite faint from here. There are two different groups coming going to the west. They don't appear to be have any depth to them at all, just rays coming out.
Roger.
They look like just changes in the color of the Mari.
Bill, if you can tear yourself away from that window, we'd like you to turn off the secondary evaporator, over.
Roger, going off.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. You can leave that secondary pump on for just a few minutes, over.
And Roger, remind us. Okay, over to my right are the Pyrenee Mountains coming up. And we're just about over Messier and Pickering right now. Our first initial point is easily seen from our altitude. We're getting quite a bit of contrast as we appear, as we approach the Terminator. The view appears to be good, no reflection of the sun back to our eyes. It appears that visibility at this particular spot is excellent. It's very easy to pick out our first initial point. And over this mountain chain, we can see the second initial point, the triangular mountain.
Coming up on the craters Colombo and Gutenberg, very good details visible. We can see the long parallel faults or grommets. And they run through the Mari material right into the Highland material.
The principal speaker that you've heard during most of this discourse has been Jim Lovell, but that last voice was that of Bill Anders.
Directly over our first initial point now for V1. It's almost impossible to miss, very easy to pick out, and we can look right over into the second initial point.
Roger, Jim.
I can see very clearly the five crater star formation which we had on our lunar chart.
Roger.
And right now I'm trying to pick out visually V1.
Roger, Jim. Bill, you can turn off the secondary evap pump now.
Houston, this is Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, Houston, go.
Roger, how about giving us the system status, please?
Roger.
Got V1 in sight now, Houston.
The reference to B1 is a landmark, landmark which relates to a projected landing site.
It's very easy to spot. Roger, Houston, this is Apollo 8. You can see the entire rims of the craters from here with, of course, the white crescent on the far side where the sun is shining on it. The shadows are quite lengthy now. Mascula B has quite a few shadows off of it, but can be recognized. Just to the west of Mascula B, we start going to the Terminator. The Terminator is actually quite sharp over the Pyrenees, and I can't see anything in Earthshine at this present time. Bill says that he can see things out the side window since he's not looking down on the sunshine on the moon.
Apollo Control, Houston. As a matter of interest, spacecraft commander Frank Borman's heart rate has been ranging between 78 and 80 since we acquired.
Evaluating the strip charts on your FPS burn, and we'll give you a readout on that shortly. Over.
Roger, thank you. It seems smooth. You need high bit rate anymore?
Roger, we'd like high bit rate. We have dumped your DSE, and we'd like to stick with high bit rate for a while.
Roger.
Just about over Mascula B now, and our target is just directly below us.
Roger.
8, this is Houston. If you want the recorder now, it's yours.
Roger, thank you.
Apollo Control Houston, our tracking data from the ground still compares very well with the guidance and navigation computer on the spacecraft.
Apollo 8 Houston, MISFIN tracking is comparing very well with your onboard nav.
Roger. Houston, for your information, we lost radio contact at the exact second you predicted.
Roger, we concur.
The reference there was to loss of signal as they went over the backside of the moon.
Turn off the transmitters at that time.
Honest engine, we didn't.
Well, these other guys are all looking at the moon. I want to make sure we got a good SPS, so how about give me that report when you can?
Sure will, Frank.
For every rep, please, otherwise we'll burn it DEI-1 at your direction.
Roger, understand. Apollo 8, this is Houston. Are you eating? Apollo 8, this is Houston. Are you eating dinner?
Negative. We'll have breakfast in a little while here.
Roger. Apollo 8, this is Houston. When you go into the dark in about 7 or 8 minutes, I have some words for you on the filters for the wide-angle lens for your TV camera, over.
We're in the dark now.
Roger, let me know when you're ready to copy. Apollo 8, Houston, any words on Earthshine, over.
Is about as expected, Houston. Not as much detail, of course, as in the sunlight, but you can see the large craters quite distinctly, and you can see the albedo contacts quite distinctly, and also there's a good three-dimensional view of the rims of the larger craters.
Roger, Bill.
I think our high-speed film will be able to pick some of this stuff up quite well.
Roger.
Thank you.
Apollo Control, Houston. As Apollo 8 passes over the night portion of the moon, the guidance and navigation platform is to be aligned. This during periods of darkness, since the spacecraft remains in an inertially fixed attitude for this procedure. This leaves lunar daylight periods for maneuverability needed for photography and visual observations. At 70 hours, 12 minutes, continuing to monitor. This is Apollo Control, Houston.
Houston.
Apollo 8 Houston, roger. We recommend you use a wide-angle lens on this particular TV run. You can use the telephoto lens with the same setup as yesterday's TV show. However, we recommend a wide-angle lens. Step number one, tape the single red filter to the red filter on the red-blue filter holder. Do it so that the filter slide still functions. Over.
Go ahead.
Roger. Step number two. Attach the filter holder to the lens with tape on the top and bottom. Do this with a slide forward. Over.
Go ahead.
Roger. Then at the end of your second rev TV pass, or on request from here, we'd like you to remove that red filter from the holder and transmit briefly with it that way, then slide it over to the blue side for your final transmission. Over.
We got you.
Okay, Frank.
Houston, Apollo 8 standing by to record TEI-1 and TEI-2.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. Your TEI-1 and 2 pads you received last pass are still good. Using these pads, your next mid-course would be less than 20 feet per second. Over.
Roger, understand.
Apollo 8, Houston, we have all the SPS experts looking at your data now. The preliminary look is very good, and we'll give you some final words later.
Roger, we could feel a chug when we threw in bank B. Not a chug, but we could feel the additional thrust.
Roger, copy.
Houston, be advised on this red-blue filter technique on the TV that you cannot slide the two filters out of the way with them taped onto the TV camera, so I suggest we do red-blue and then take them off.
Roger, we concur, but make sure that the little red filter is taped over the big one. Over.
Roger, you don't want the red bill, you want the blue by itself, is that correct?
That's affirmative, Bill. Bill, we'd like you to use the double red filter for the first transmission, over.
Roger, it worked.
Apollo 8, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston, Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. If you should decide that you want to roll heads up on Rev 2, one thing to remember, be sure you yaw 45 degrees right in order to maintain your high gain antenna comm. Over.
We will not do that. We're going to stick with the flight plan and make the best we can here.
Roger, Frank.
As usual, in the real world, the flight plan looks a lot fuller than it did in Florida.
Roger, understand.
Apollo Control, Houston, a period of relative quiet. Perhaps the crew has decided to start their first meal in lunar orbit.